AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards tells the House Government Oversights Committee that the group has done nothing illegal in providing fetal tissue to researchers.
In those health centers, donating fetal tissue is something that many of our patients want to do and regularly request. And finally, Planned Parenthood policies not only comply with, but indeed go beyond the requirements of the law.
Committee Chairman Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz says the group spends exorbitant amounts on political activity, not on providing health care to women. The nation's top intelligence official is not too optimistic that the cyber agreement the U.S. struck with China will end Chinese cyber threats in the U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper tells the Senate Armed Services Committee,
"Hope springs eternal."
I think we
will have to watch what their behavior is.
President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping last week agreed not to conduct or knowingly support cyber theft of trade secrets. President Obama, during a UN summit on terrorism, says he is confident that an international coalition of some 60 nations will, in the long run, defeat the Islamic State group.
"Even if we were to wipe out the entire cadre of ISIL leadership, we would still have some of these forces at work. But ultimately, I am optimistic."
Today's gathering follows last night's 90-minute meeting between Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin, which failed to produce any progress on the biggest issue that divides them over Syria, the status of embattled leader Bashar Assad. Putin supports him. Obama wants him out of power. Police in northern Mexico say two people are dead in the crash of a car whose passenger airbag had been replaced with bricks of cocaine that weighed 55 pounds. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 17. This is AP Radio News. President Obama meets with Cuban leader Raul Castro. Mark Smith tells us more.
Cameras were allowed in for a few seconds of smiles and handshakes.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Then ushered out as the president and Castro sat down to hash out how to build on changes that came with Obama's opening to Cuba last December. The president says the U.S. still has deep differences with Havana, principally over human rights, but he's confident ultimately reforms will come. His critics say so far America's concessions have not been matched by Castro, and those who disagree with the dictator still languish in jail. Mark Smith with the President, New York.
The NCAA has banned the SMU's men's basketball team from postseason play and suspended Coach Larry Brown for 9 games during the upcoming season after finding multiple violations. The NCAA has also taken away a total of 9 scholarships over the next 3 years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.